Hello, this is Mary Rose McGuire with Microsoft Marketing Communication Specialist, and I'm here with Phil Grimes, one of our security analysts. And I am very thankful that Phil has agreed to sit down with me and talk about something a little bit different, and we're going to learn a little bit more about Phil. Phil, you have, I don't know if I should call it a hobby or what I should call it, but something that you do when you're gone from here that gives you a great deal of enjoyment. Why don't you explain what that is and how you got involved with that?
Well, motorcycles are my thing. I love to ride. I love to be in the wind. I love to be outside and under the sun or the stars, whatever the case may be. It's great to be able to travel, and with this line of work, it's cool to be able to throw a laptop in a saddlebag and be able to, you know, ride 800 or 900 miles and just kind of get away here and there. So, I come from a family of bikers. My uncles were real into the BMW touring scene, and I kind of grew up around that. You know, my uncle was the type of guy that he rode year round, even in the winter, and you'd see him skiing down the street on his BMW, and that was just something that always stuck with me. So when I had the opportunity to get involved, I started riding, and it's been a real love of my life. It's kept me sane, I think, through a lot of the trials that most people go through in daily mundane life. And it helps me to escape the stresses that come with work. So that's kind of what brought me to it. And it's just a true source of pleasure in life. It's something that I don't have to really think too much about or have to worry about anything but the road and what's going on, you know, on the road.
And your bike right now, you've got a Harley, right?
No, not a Harley at the moment. No, I did. I my Harley, unfortunately, is no more. But right now, I'm riding on a Suzuki Intruder 1500.
Okay, that's awesome. So, when did you start getting involved with the technology part? Like, what you do here?
Well, I really got started with an interest in security and, I guess, the whole hacking scene in the mid-90s. I started with AOL back in the day, and I spent some time, got injured, so I had to spend a summer in the house, and all I had was a computer at the time. So, you know, I started just socializing with people, AOL, it made that extremely easy with chat rooms and things like that. So I started getting to know people and learning about, you know, different, at the time it was mostly like kicking people out of chat rooms and spamming chat rooms with ASCII art and things like that, just annoying things. But that interest led to me wanting to learn, you know, how to develop the tools that attackers were using to do that stuff. And it just kind of blossomed from there. I spent a long time just kind of researching and growing my skill set independently until I was fortunate enough to join the team with Microsoft here in, 2009 now, almost 3 years.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm kind of curious, I guess, because my mind continues to go back to the whole biking thing. And I know, you have lots of friends that you bike with. Are there any kind of correlations between biking and security? I mean, have you ever taken the things that you've known for so long with biking, applied any kind of principles or anything?
Well, not necessarily with just security, but the whole hacking mentality. Being a hacker, in my opinion, and in most opinions of people that would call themselves such, we believe in freedom of information. And the motorcycle is the most freeing experience I've ever had. So that, I think, is one thing that draws me to it. But from the security aspect, there are things that apply, but of course, it's a different arena. So there's different concerns that you have to take into consideration. So I do always have to pay attention to make sure that the drivers in their cars aren't listening to the music too loud to try to run me over on my bike. As a matter of fact, a good friend of mine is recovering right now from a pickup truck with a trailer that pulled out in front of him, and he was seriously injured, totaled his bike, and really messed himself up. But we have to be, as bike riders, as even bicyclists, anybody who's not in a car, you know, people, we've gotten so used to multitasking when we drive that they just don't pay attention to things smaller than they are. So hopefully we're out there, you know, if you're on the road and on two wheels, you're being safe, paying attention, and loud pipes save lives.
Yeah. I got a kick when you first said that. I think one of the things I've noticed about you is the fact that you are so aware. And that is something that I think that when you are riding a bike, you're very aware. And I think you do bring that with you to work, where you're aware of inconsistencies or things that are different. You know, I think that you kind of pick that out. Would you say that might be true?
I'm sure there's a correlation there, definitely. You have to be, you have to pay attention, you know, and when you're riding, the only thing that matters is what's ahead. To be able to predict things that are to come, to kind of understand what normal traffic looks like, how normal drivers react, and to be able to kind of sense when they're going to be doing things that could put you or someone in danger. I ride with packs a lot. I ride in big groups. And, you know, it's important that you're paying attention to the security of the group. And that kind of brings, like, the network mentality. You know, I have to make sure that all the bases are covered and that we don't have any glaring vulnerabilities that open us up to some big holes.
Now, if a group goes through a yellow light, do you guys wait up for them to come through? Or?
Well, I'm going to add a disclaimer here. We don't exactly ride the way traffic is meant to be. When you're riding in a pack, sometimes we don't observe all the traffic laws. So the last ride that I was on, we had about 150 bikes for a poker run. And, you know, we encountered several lights. And the protocol tends to be that some of us up from the front will block the intersections and keep traffic at bay while the rest of the pack gets through. Ideally, we don't want to get separated is the thought behind that. We need to stay together all the time and make sure that the first bike and the last bike that we're together stay together. And again, that's kind of how I see protecting a network these days. We need to make sure that all of our assets are covered and that we're finding the most efficient and economical way to do it effectively.
That is great. Well, that's all for this little slice of life. I just wanted to sit down with you, and I appreciate you taking some time and talking about one of the things that I know you enjoy so much, and maybe someday I'll get one. I don't know.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. It's been fun.
Thank you, Phil.